Praise the Lord. I would like to begin tonight. Of course, I'm cranked because of tomorrow night already with the youth. That's going to be great. But I want to first, with tremendous gratitude and thanks, and to let them know how honored and humbled we are, that Pastor Sean and the pastoral staff would open up the church. Saturday night we began, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday and Tuesday night. Definitely uncommon in the present church world, except places that I go, which is very nice. So I want to first thank him on behalf of Linda and I, him and Sarah and the entire pastoral staff, eldership, for allowing us to do this, and how grateful and honored we are as my friend, my brother, and the pastor and the set man and the lead pastor of this house. Can we just acknowledge our appreciation to them and the Cornerstone family for opening up the house for these nights, allowing us to be here? Can we give them thanks for that? Amen. Yeah, yeah. That's about the size of that. And once again, I think tomorrow night we're going to have a different sound, but the same sound. But can we again thank Pastor Brandon? He's been so gracious. As you know, he has two children at home, and during the day, and the stress upon that, and all these late nights. And he has come every night with hunger and passion, freshness. The girls, all of the guys, and a young lady sitting at the piano. Can we just again thank them for all that they've given to us? Amen. Beautiful. Several verses tonight. So if you don't mind, a very old commercial, letting your fingers walk through the Bible pages. Begin at the end of the book, the 12th chapter of the Revelation, one verse. I'm going to quote from many, but there are several I want us to see. We ended here last night. If you couldn't, I'd encourage you to get this. I'd encourage you to get them all, but you know, you only endure my voice and head so much. Verse 10 of the 12th chapter of the Revelation. Now I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the Logos, the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death." At Cornerstone. Yeah. Isaiah chapter 61. Amazingly, our first time all weekend in the Old Testament. Chapter 61, 60, 61, 62, simply amazing. Of course, this is a prophetic word, the beginning that Jesus himself will say. But I want to continue through the sixth verse. Just listen as I read and watch as I read. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," that is the one upon him. "Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek, he did it. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted. He did that to proclaim liberty to the captives. Aren't we glad? And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. What an exchange. Who on this earth would even consider that? The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. That's all of it there. And they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities and the desolation of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed their flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be their plowmen and their vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God, and you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. In their glory shall ye boast of yourselves. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 3. I'm just adding this one in there. If so be you have tasted, that's what we've been doing and continue to do, that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming, this is talking about Him, to whom coming as unto a living stone, yet disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God through Jesus Christ, is the word, not by, but through. Therefore it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Mount Zion, this is out of Isaiah, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, that's Him, elect, precious, and he that believeth on Him shall not be shamed, confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, He is precious. Oh, I long for that. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. The stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, sadly many generations have experienced Him that way. Even unto them that stumble at the word, being disobedient, wherefore also they were appointed. Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, I quoted it last night, a prized possession, a purchased people, that you should show forth the praises, the virtues of Him that called you out of darkness unto His marvelous light. Matthew chapter 11. He's talking about John the Baptist, and he'll finish the statement. Verse 12, I just want you to see it in the latter part of verse chapter 11. Verse 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. The violent take it by force. Verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes like Jay. Sorry. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Thank you, Father. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am, it reveals our transformation, meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Now I want to get two more verses. Okay, you all right? Hebrews chapter 12, and then one out of the letter to the Corinthians, and I'll be done reading. Thank you so much for allowing me to do this. This is at the end of what we began with on Sunday morning. Bless you. Let me just pick up in verse 24 so you see where we are. It's talking about Mount Zion. And through Jesus, verse 24, I hear pages turning. I'll just give a second. I love it. Don't worry about it. Again, find the Hebrews. And through Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. It's the blood. It's the word out of the heavens. It's things that the Lord is saying. For if they escape not who refused him that spoke on earth, how much more shall we not escape of it? If we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yes, once more I will shake not only the earth only, but also the heavens. It's very positive. It's a word declared out of the book of Haggai. It's positive. And this word, verse 27, yet once more signifying the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Verse 28, wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming, don't be afraid of that. I think Pastor Sean said it last night. He ended it with, let a fire be in us. Our God is a consuming fire. One more verse. Actually, three, but out of the same chapter. 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. Are you okay so far? We're going to have fun tonight. Familiar verses. Verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to God, through God, to the pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, reasonings, and every elevated thing that attempts to exalt itself against what we know of our God, and bringing into captivity every thought that opposes the life of Christ, into the obedience of Christ. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so for this whole time, for the beauty and majesty, splendor of your word. I want you to know up front from all of us, we thank you for leaving us the Logos document, our Bible. Thank you for it. But I gotta say how much I appreciate that though there are many books about many people, there's only one book that also has a living Christ attached. You are the living God. Thank you. Thank you for the Lamb of God. Thank you for the willingness to release Him. Jesus, thank you for coming as you did, like us, fashioned like us, living in a day of tremendous darkness and obscurity, willing to give your life ransom for us, that out of your life a breed, a race of people would be born. Lord, I'm asking tonight, do something in us that we don't live in some shadow, in some fear, in some hole, in some dark corner, hoping for the day of your return, but we will stand like a city set upon a hill, fearless. But let us walk as you, a lamb. Father, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. I've got to begin here for a moment at the end of his life. They beat him senseless. Even the prophet, when he looked at him, could not believe what he was seeing, even though he didn't know what he was seeing. Even the psalmist will describe the agony that he had in the disjointed pulling apart and the laughter at him. He died and they buried him, and his disciples ran off and hid. Even the powers of the earth boasted at what they did to him. They thought they had ended this thing from heaven. They thought they had canceled out what God had intended. Even Lucifer, that he was very aware of this dimension. He was the covering cherub. He was built to reflect the glory of God. That's how he was built. He covered the throne. He understood this dimension. Even he thought that he had ended it, and he forever brought an end to the earth and to the heaven, and never would they be one, ever. He even wasn't sure. He thought this last Adam was like the first, but he found out that this one was nothing like the first one. He tried to offer him fleshly need, like food and drink and fame and fortune. That Adam was interested. This Adam was disinterested. They thought they had ended his life. You see, I've got you to know that there's always been a power in the earth, all the way back to the Exodus. A power that was demonstrated that shook the corners of the world. And the people of God were always separated from the earth because of that power. But it wasn't to be the power that separated them, though they would always have it. It would be this third day. He even said to them, "See this temple. In 3 days I will raise it." And they snickered, and even at the end of his life, they laughed at him. They had no idea. There was a power that was still here. Even though the Spirit of God always hovered in the earth, there was yet a power that no one had ever known, no one had ever seen. If there was power to raise men from death to natural life, Elijah did it, Elisha did it, Jesus did it 3 times. But there was coming a power that would raise a man that was dead into an eternal life, that he could walk through walls. Walls couldn't have stopped him. He could enter anywhere he wanted. Nothing could touch him. This power would raise him from the dead. It caused him to be set in the heavens. It caused him to be raised of every principality, power, might, and dominion. He was raised by that power above all things. Everything was set under his feet. He was made head of the church. He was made Lord over the church. The power raised him from the dead like the world had never seen. Paul will make it clear. Oh, I want you tonight to be born again. And God breathe in a renewing spirit in your life. But God always declared from the beginning, he will say it all through in obscurity, but the power that raised Christ from the dead is to dwell in us. It's greater than the power that was demonstrated in the Exodus, though that power is to be in us and among us. All that Elijah and Elisha did is to be a part of us. This power was to raise us up to a place and a dimension and to an experience and to a manifestation that the world had never seen in a people before. Are you with me? Who are we? Out of the heavens, it's declared. I started with it. And I'm declaring it tonight. And before the end of the night, we will declare it upon ourselves. And we will let all the inhabitants of the world, I don't mean go to work and declare it, but we will declare it as if it is to all powers, principalities, rulers of this world, seen and unseen. Now has come salvation. It has come. The ability for all men to be made whole, all men to come here. It's here. Strength is here. It is the ability for us and them to be all he has declared us to be. It's here. And the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. So here we are. I want you to feel like this. I strongly suggest that you find a secret place every morning. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 8 minutes, 7 minutes, an hour, whatever. Start early, start small, but get a secret place. Find a place where you're just meeting him. I wouldn't bring a book. I wouldn't be convinced. I just to begin a dialogue with him. Because this secret place will really be this place. Go to Mount Zion. When I come to a new house, I'm at a house here. The first thing I do when I bring in my luggage, I look for my little Mount Zion spot. And I go, there it is. Every morning I get my Starbucks. I go and I like to sit. Sometimes I kneel, but mostly sit. Because I'm learning to be at rest. That's tough when there's a constant flood at my feet. And so I just love him. And times I'm here and I'm there. There's times I'm here and I only feel there. There's times I'm here and I have a sense of there. And there's times I'm here and I'm not here, I'm there. That's what I like the most. But he is able to control that. But I always get up from there with a sense that now has come. Salvation, strength, the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. Can you imagine if we got up every morning and headed onto the job like that? Yeah. Get 14 coffees. I don't care. Just get them. Get a machine for your house. Do whatever you have to do. My flesh drags too. It doesn't want to get up. Snooze, 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 ting, ting, ting. Oh, no, no, no. All right, here we are. So when we start moving, what is the view? How do I see this world? They have a vision of it. They have a voice of it. They describe it. But how am I to see it? How do we see it? Got me? Let me quote something. First of all, up until John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent take it by force. I know. Sometimes when I'm in here, I feel like... How you doing, Jay? I'm just making it through the day. So much happening. You know, I'm just trying to claw my way through. I say, no, don't claw. That ended with him. We are not violently seizing a kingdom. We have received a kingdom. Not coming into this world to war for it. Though there's a war, I'm not coming in this thing to hunt for it. No. Nope. I'm still here, but what we're doing, we're moving in. We're going to get down here in just a moment. Okay, so this violence seized by force. My flesh kind of likes that idea, though. Punch a few people out. Defend the faith. Come on. You know, sometimes I just want to whack somebody. I feel good. I do. That's why I need to live up here. You know what he said? He was right. No flesh will live in his sight. When I get down there, flesh lives in everybody's sight. Ask Linda. Don't ask Linda. No flesh will live in his sight. My flesh is silent before him. Dead. No voice. He's got the voice. His atmosphere. Voices to me. Voices to us. So this violent kingdom came all the way to John the Baptist up until now. Jesus becomes a generation, a new breed. He brought an end to it. We are not trying to get this kingdom. We're not having to ward off people who are trying to seize the kingdom back. We have a kingdom that is unmovable. I got to know it. I don't care what's happening. I got to know it. Oftentimes, I need to be refreshed here of it. Okay, I'm going to do some other things. Now, some of these things, you're going to be say, yeah, praise the Lord. And you're going to think inside of yourself, I don't know how much I like that. Here's one of them. Ready? Sure? The disciples were kind of had that look like us. Jesus sees it. What are you doing? Nothing. He says, you see the birds? Oh boy, here he goes with those stories again. Yeah, he goes, if you notice, they don't plant, they don't harvest or nothing, but they eat. You notice that? Wow, you're really something. That's deep. That's how they were. They weren't like this, No. They were like, whatever, I'm hungry. What's he doing? Shut up, Andrew. You shut up, Peter. Smack you, little brother. See the lilies? See how they don't toil, they don't sew, they don't make their own clothes, but they're more arrayed than Solomon. Now that he's getting their attention. Wow. Cool. He says, here's what I want you to understand. See the Gentiles, the world, they always worry. What are they going to eat? What are they going to drink? When are they going to get their clothes? They always worry about that. For many of us, it wasn't too long ago that we were just Gentile. He said, here's what I want you to do. Okay, what? Take no thought of it at all. Obviously, he has no idea how we're living. He has no idea about the economy. He has been watching. Have you been watching the news? Do you understand? Have you seen the price of gold? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. The silver and the gold are yours. I forgot, sorry. Take no thought. I got to do this before I get down there. Take no thought what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what clothes you'll get. Don't even think about it. Your Father already knows what you need. But what should I do while I'm down there? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. I got to be careful because I just can't spend any time on any of these. Just one moment. Can you imagine a board meeting? I like a government meeting. Everybody's nailed, buddy. What are you going to do? Here comes that Christian. Sits in the board meeting. Just came out of the presence. Got a word from God. What was it? He's God. Hey, that's a word from God. I'm God. I need to hear this sometimes because I forget. Sometimes I try to be God. You? Sits down there. I don't know what we're going to do. And they just kind of, what Clarence? Of course. What Clarence? Well, I just think if we pray and ask God, I know He'll do it. Clarence, you know, and they all jump on him. He doesn't answer back. He just is there. And they do all their chiming in. No, I'm serious. Let's pray now. I'm telling you, God, speak. Okay, so here we are. First thing, take no thought. Okay. We got to get into this. I don't have to think about that stuff. Hallelujah. All the men should be, thank God I might add 7 more years to my life and keep my hair longer. Not have heart palpitations. And I don't have to watch all the shows that say when you're 50 you should be thankful you're alive. Next, what should I do? Look on the fields. They are white. They're ready for harvest. Well, you don't know my family. Oh, no. I don't care how the water rages. I don't care what the sound and the tinkling cymbals sound like. I don't care what anybody's thinking. I don't care what the church world feels, how they feel. We're destitute. We got to hide. No! The fields are white. Lay your sickle. Pray, Lord of the harvest. Sickle everybody we see. Good. What's it your business? Nothing. Just checking. Yeah. Next day. Hey, how you doing? Good. You got a problem? No, none. Yeah. How you doing? What's with you? I'll tell you. The fields are white. We haven't left here yet. I've got to look. Already, even just talking to you, my heart's starting to beat. What if there's a complete famine down there? Not a worry. Oh yeah, now see, this is we're getting to a little bit of a come on, Jay, let's get real. Oh, I am. More real than you realize. The eternal is more real than the temporal. All of that's changeable. This is eternal. Yeah, but what if there's nothing back there? What if there, it's all gone? What? Take no thought. When you get worried, you can ask, but after that, take no thought. Your Father has need, knows what you have need of before you ask. So you can ask, but leave it there. Okay, now I'm going down here. There's a power that He has invested in us. Ooh, I like power. Yeah. There's an authority He's invested in us. I like that too. Wait a minute, I thought it was for some special people. Wrong. I thought it was for some guy that lives in Florida. Wrong. I thought it was for some church in California. Wrong. I thought it was for some people in Brazil. Wrong. I thought it was for China. Wrong. I thought it was for the church underground. Wrong. I thought it was for people. Wrong, 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 wrong. I thought the same thing too. And for a while I thought, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with us? Well, there's some things that need to change. One of them is just how we. We're going to it's not going to be hard for us because we ain't got much. It's good. Starting with zero is good, so even if you get to one, it's like hallelujah. What's the power? Boy, I'd like to be like Elijah. Don't even go there. I'd like to be like Elijah. Don't even go there. That's already there. That's given to us. He made it clear. When you get down there, cast out devils. That's like you with me. The devil, get out. Lay your hands upon the sick and they'll recover. Raise the dead. I said, raise the dead. Cleanse the leper. Please understand, leprosy was the key disease of his day. I don't care what disease they find out there, stick its name in there. It used to be AIDS. Now they got a few other ones that are like incurable. My doctor friends always fill me in on the fearful condition of our world. They do. Jay, I know what you're saying, but there's a disease that we don't even have a name for it. I got a name for it. Jesus! I say it a little quieter to them. I'm sorry, the kids were cute last night. You were really yelling a lot. I really try not to, but preaching for me is like sending the Atlantic Ocean through a thimble. I'm like, all right, so here we are. Okay, now there's this power in us. That's why I want you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Doesn't matter what you've been taught. Again, what the moving and the floods of the world and the church world, what it's been. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. That Spirit raised Him up, He said to the church in Ephesus. And that Spirit is in us. It is in me, raising me up to be allowing Him to have lordship in my life there. Allowing Him to be head over my life there. He is over everything, every principality, power. He's doing it in us. Not that we are Him. We are like Him in the earth. That was His intent. And I don't care how great the power, how great the authority, how great the throne or the dominion. When I get here, the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. Different than the power that we're going to raise the dead. That was given. All you got to do is believe. This is a power that raised Him up and set Him at His own right hand. This is the power that is you and I ultimately to do one thing, to bring us to the goal. It'll bring us to everything He said. Bring us to the finish line. Bring us to all that we're to be. To bring us to become just like Him. It's in here. He's in you. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, get Him! Okay, so we still haven't walked down here yet. See, I was raised in Catholic Charismatic Prayer Group. We were stupid. It was the best thing that ever happened to us. Oh, yeah. They just looked at us and said, lay your hands upon the sick to recover. I mean, honestly, I'm like this now. Somebody coughs. In the name of Jesus, be healed. They push their hands off me. In the name of Jesus, be healed. I hear another guy sneeze. We're going back into our world with the same passion, the same heart. We're doing it, all of us. Well, if I were you, no! Us! His body in the earth. I want to move a little more forward. Now when we get here, who am I when I step into this earth? What is the destiny? Okay, I know that I'm going to share Jesus because the fields are white for harvest. Everybody I see, candidate. That doesn't mean you stop and talk to everybody. You look, I look. Anybody make contact with me, I'm at least like this. Hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah. Hi, nice to see you. Nice shirt. Nice hair. Anything. Nice to see you. Good going. Good. They look at me strange. Bye. But If there's a door open, I'll work everything. I have Starbucks now all over the country. People know me. True? They go, hey, you're back. Yeah, where were you? I was in New York. How's it going? Good. Ultimately, sis, what do you do? I'm a teacher. And yeah, but there's something about you. Yeah. Come here. Really? Yeah. Oh, see, that's when you want a word from the Lord, don't you? By the way, your grandmother, who you've been crying over all night long, you trust the Lord, He'll heal her. I'm not a prophet. That's not a prophet. That's you. That's us. We're these spiritual beings. What are we doing here? Okay, let me do it. He said it very clear. He said, I, when I was in the earth, all that mourned, all that came, I did a work. And when I left, I left a them, a they. What are they? He walked the earth. They didn't understand it. He was a priest after an order they had not known. They understood Aaron. They understood all of the Levitical. They understood all that. He was not from that tribe. They didn't understand him. He was living out a priesthood that they could not see visibly. The writer will write it that he is of a Melchizedek. Goes all the way back to Aaron. He was a priest of an endless life. No father, no mother. In other words, he was the beginning of a priesthood that the earth had never seen before. He was of an endless life. That's why we have been born again, and in us is eternal life. He, by his life and death, bridged heaven and earth forever. No kingdom will tear it down. No kingdom will overcome it. Nobody stops us from entering. It's over. Finished. And what he did was he began to bring into the earth that first generation, second generation, third. And he would go on and on and on. He would have a priesthood in the earth. They were a royal priesthood. They were of a nature like the king. They were a holy people. It is a race of people that were set aside, set apart for him. This is who we are. We're not becoming, we are. We are set here to show forth his virtues. It is, we are demonstrating the hidden character and nature of the unseen God in us. We are living out in demonstration what is hidden to the world. We are its demonstration. Paul will say out of the letter to Ephesians that the manifold wisdom of God is to be manifested through the church, so that the principalities and powers, they see it. They know we're here for that reason. Are you with me? This isn't woo. This is who we are. This isn't to walk in arrogance. Oh no, if you get arrogant, you need to get up here and take some lamb. You need to eat some lamb liver so that it'll cleanse who you are. I don't like liver either, but sometimes you've got to eat it. So here I am. We're this holy nation. We are a spiritual house. Every one of us is a spiritual stone set in that house. We're a house of spirituals. We're to be a spiritual house, demonstrating spirituality, demonstrating the giftings and the power of God. We're to be demonstrating it everywhere. No, don't speak in tongues at the mall. If any man lacks wisdom, please ask of God. Please. Please. Even this is questionable at the mall, but I do it. I got that stretch thing going. ooh, I'm tight. With him. Okay, I'm almost through. So here we are. While I'm walking here, there's a war going on. It's hard not to get carnal. That's why Paul's to describe the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I got to remember that. Because I want to argue, shout, get mad. I want to be irritated. I want to say something. Oh, you can and everything. But watch what's going on. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to and through God. They're mighty. I don't fear the darkness. I don't fear their words. I don't care what they say. It doesn't matter what they say. What matters is what He has declared. That's what I walk with. That's what I live. That's what I hear. I'm not angry with them. They don't know. That's why we're here, so that they could see. The blind eye will be open and the deaf ear will be open, and the mute will speak and the lame will walk. I do it all the time. I have no problem. Never have from the very beginning. We're going to believe in healing. We're going to do some of it today. I don't care what's going on. We're going to lay hands. Well, Jay, there's some yes, some do, some don't. I don't know. I'm not God. That's up to Him. But I'll tell you what. We will be who He has declared we are. We are not going to be flooded in and be sucked up with a flood that says, He's dead. He is angry. He doesn't care. Wrong, wrong, wrong. So I'm going to cast down every imagination. Let me just do these verses. I'm doing some thick verses just quickly. What it means is I just refute them. They are imaginations, reasonings. Here's some good ones. You want me to do some reasonings for you? I know how we think the devil comes. You get that thing, pitchfork. Hey, Jay, look at that babe over there. He doesn't come that way with me. Are you kidding? My relationship with Jesus Christ is more valuable, and Linda's still connected. We have family that's still, you know, yeah, I like my leg the way it is. Linda wouldn't do that. I would say to her, Linda, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Yeah, well, for right now they are. No adultery or that is worth my relationship here and here. Are you kidding me? Come on. The fruit of this earth, I'm not interested in it. Once you've tasted of the tree of life and you ate of that fruit, this fruit is like, pfft. It is. But we have developed a taste for it as a people. We have. I'm not after us. I want us to get out of the slop, out of the muck and mire. I want us to get out of the hole we've been hiding in. I want us to get out of the dark place, and I want us to be who He has made us. I want us to believe for more. So I'm cast down. Here it is. How about this? Here's one. Jay, you're something. Jay, you know what? Nobody speaks with such prophetic clarity like you. That's demonic. Oh, I don't mean if you said that to me, I appreciate it from you. But that word coming. Oh, no. I did. I need to be encouraged just like you. I do. But I'm talking about when I'm sitting alone and the voice comes. It comes as an angel of light, if you will. It's not this thing of go look at here, kill somebody. Oh, no. Jay, you're really something. You know what? I think that you should start putting a contract together. And next time you go to Cornerstone, tell them this is how much you want. After all, you're valuable. You know what I do with that? That opposes what I know of Him. He freely gave. Now I've got to live. You know what I'm talking about. When I start thinking that I'm something, that's what He wants. Or I'm here to correct the church. I'm a prophet to correct the church. That I got something to say to those guys. You better get your face up in there real quick. That in itself is demonic. Casting down reasonings that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought. It's all right here. Every thought that opposes Christ's obedience. There's times I'm walking and thinking, you know what? I'm sick of getting stabbed in the back by my Judas. Oh, I've done this. I know that guy's going to stab me in the back. I'm going to get a few of my posse. Won't take care of that sucker. Oh, I knew. The Lord revealed it to me. And right away, he said to me, the first time I had Judas, I asked him, I said, why didn't you, it blindsided me. Did you ever have one of those? You know, what happened? I didn't even see that coming. What was that? And here's the Lord's word to me, really encouraging. He said, I would have told you, Jay, but you would have fought it. And then immediately, I remember the obedience of Christ. You remember how he treated his Judas? In case you forgot, he washed his feet. Ooh, that's really mean. Did you pinch his feet? I wish you did. Did you pull on his toes? Did you hit him in the water? Did you do something? You washed him. Couldn't you pull him, stick him, spit in the water, something? No, he washes the feet of the man who's turning him over. Who is this man? I'm not there, but it is who we are called to be. Then he calls him friend. I so wish he just did something like this. Look at a space shuttle. Judas, where'd you get that bloody nose? I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see anything. Oh, no, no. He calls him friend. What? See, that's why I hang up here. I want to know the sufferings of the Lamb. I want to know what you did. I want to know you there. I want to know how you lived. I want to know how you walked, how you were birthed. I want to know how you felt then. I want to know how it was when you gave your life and they still walked away. How? How? I want to know. I want to know. I want us to be as you are, resurrected, set in the heavens, overcoming all things. But I want us to be as you were, too. So here we are, a priesthood after his nature. Everything you see about him, I can't touch his life. I would love to just stop time right now and walk you through his life. He's demonstrating this new priesthood. He's demonstrated this new nation. We are a nation in a nation. We are a race. Yes, I'm Italian and French, but what I am now is your brother. We are sons of the living God. We are kin and co-heirs with the original and one and only Son. And now we are in the earth as a priesthood. Let me just end it here. I'm set in the earth. I don't know how the earth is going to be. That's all we have our Bible history. How is the church? What state is she in? Is she in rubble? Is the earth filled with violence? Well, he's brought in a nation of priests. Some are doctors, some are guardsmen. It doesn't matter. We are all one. What are we doing here? We have come into this earth to repair the desolation of generations. We have come in the earth to see the dream of our God, to see the greatness of our God, to see the magnify of our God, the exaltation of our God. We've come to see the city of God built. We've come to see the walls established. We aren't separate. No! We are coming to be harvesters of the great kingdom. We are coming to see Him glorified in all of the earth. We are in China. We are in Taiwan. We are in Asia. We are in Korea. We are in Jerusalem. We are in Poland, we're in Czechoslovakia, we're in Romania, we're in Brazil, we're everywhere, like salt. He knows what he's doing. Do not think he's going to be caught by surprise. So here we are. Let me just go back. This is the power he has given us. So let me go back first. What if we're in a Noah's day? Violence is filling the earth. What are we going to do? Well, maybe we should get more violent. That's one way to fight violence. Well, that's the world, yes. What do? He finds a man with grace. And he builds something inside of that man that will bring a flood, and the flood will end the violence. And that thing he builds will bring salvation to his family. Please, what are you saying, Jay? There's going to be another flood of water. Oh no, that Bible's clear. I'll never flood the earth with waters again. But he will continue to say, but I will cause my glory to fill every dimension of it. We, him and us, is the answer for violent time period in our world. Do not get caught hearing it. Understand that He has set us to rebuild the broken cities, to rebuild the desolations, all that He has declared in generations. We are set to see the restoration of them. Can I do another one? Are you okay? Are you okay? Abraham, the word to Abraham was this, that all of the families, not just the nations, every family will be blessed through you, Abraham. Are you kidding now? I turn on the TV. We are the laughingstock of the world. It's funny, they came all over the world to see Him, but with us, they laugh at us. It's funny that the early church, they said about them that they've turned the world upside down. They mock us. They even put what we do in church on TV, and they laugh and giggle at it. If I didn't have a flat screen, I would have kicked it over 64 times already. I used to get angry with that, and the Lord's going, "What's your problem?" "Well, do you see how they're talking about it?" "Yeah, what are you going to do about it?" "I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it." I'm puffing up, and right away, I had to be instantly translated back. "Come on up here, Jay. Breathe in, buddy. Ease up, ease up." My question 25 years ago is, what are we going to do? He said, "I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to transform my people into all they're to be. I'm going to cause them to behold me, and we'll release them in the earth again. They will be just like me, power demonstration, but I'll put my spirit in them, and they will overcome everything they face, and the enemy and the spirit of the age and even the roaring of the world will not touch them. They will not love their lives till the end, and they will overcome. They will build my heart and my passion in their generations, and their children will be risen in a day of greatness and my glory." I want to see this word to Abraham. This is simple. If I could go ahead, how about, Moses is the most beautiful. What was it? The habitation for God in the wilderness. His heart always was to dwell amongst His people. He's not into visitations. I don't know what's happened to us. Visit us. Come visit us. Come over here. I don't mean the language, but we're expecting that. Well, maybe He'll show up. No. From the very beginning, He wants to dwell here. He doesn't do He's not into the elevator. Do a few things. 2 days, 3 months, 6 months, 10 years later. They want me again. I'll be right back. Ooh, a couple miracles. Wow, hallelujah. Back up here again. No, it's true. I mean, I was raised with the idea that He would, every once in a while, stir the waters. If that's what we want to believe, fine. But I'm telling you now, He's raising a generation right here at Cornerstone that will absolutely believe for more than we've ever, 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 ever seen. David builds the city of God. Do you know, since the city of God was established, because it always suffered violence, that all the nations of the world hate it, point to it, have destroyed it, and they built it again, and they destroyed it again, and they tried to build it again, and they want to build it, and it's still suffering violence. That kingdom, that place, David understood, he is longing for a people that would walk in the earth, that don't want a few to walk in rubble. They want to see God's city built again, the church of the living God, that in her flows a river that the world will come and drink of. In her grows a tree that has life for the nations and medicine for the nations. We are to be the people the world comes to looking for healing, looking for wholeness. We're the answer. The world is without light, without the church in her. When we step into the earth, we are the light thereof. He is the one who's made us that light. He is the one who said to us, "I am the light of the world, and you are that light. You are that salt." We are a priesthood. Good time for that. I want to release some things to us tonight. Wow. It's all good. I want to declare our priesthood to live. I feel the strength of some. We talked earlier today. I feel the strength to just declare some things that do not exist, and I'm going to declare them, and they will exist. That kind of thing. And then I want to release us to be what God has declared us to be. To return to seeing the fields white. To walk in this earth understanding that we have power over every sickness, every disease, every power of manifestation. We do not fear the darkness. We do not fear the devil. Please, it isn't a puff-up carnal thing. It is the Spirit of God in us. It is who we're to be. We are to be reconcilers. It is the ministry we have. It's above what I do even now, preaching and prophesying. That's a part of it. And from the very beginning, my whole life is about reconciliation. So is yours. He's wanting to reconcile the relationships in your own life first. He's doing that. But I'm living to see reconciliation first here and here. And then here and here, here and here. And the word of it is in us. We are reconcilers. We are rebuilders of the broken cities. We are the restorers of the desolation of generations. That's who we are. Stand with me. I don't really want to move into prophecy at this point. I just want to do these things first. We just have to see how it goes. How you doing? You feeling good? All right, I want to speak first from here a couple things. I just want you to open your heart to these things, okay? Take no thought. Come on. Take no thought what you shall eat, what you shall drink. I know, I'm a guy. I'm starting to shake myself. What the heck is that? Plan, make purposes, it's all good. Take no thought. When you live out there in the world, look at the birds. Look at the flowers. What do they do to eat and to grow? Nothing. How much more does your heavenly Father love you? I got to know it down here. Even with the economy, are you serious? Yep, I am. Take no thought. I want to release a power to you deep in your inner being to know that no matter what you face, God will cause us to overcome it. No matter what this world rages, we will be all we're to be. No matter what comes against this church, no matter what anyone says, we will not be limited by anything of this world. We will be what He has said. He is releasing and has released a power to you and I inside of us. We will lay our hands upon the sick. They will recover. We will cast out devils. If we got people who are demonically possessed, we'll lay hands on them. We'll speak to it. We're not afraid of any of the demonic. Are you hearing me? We will raise the dead. Some are dying. There's an appointed time for men to die. But we will be sure that it won't happen before that time. Bring the lepers. We will heal them. We are a priesthood in this nation, in this world, every single day. We are about reconciliation. We are about restoration. We are about rebuilding. We aren't listening to the shouts and the screams of this world. We see every person harvestable. You should meet some of my friends, Jay. Yeah, you should meet some of my family. You know how you preach harvest, wheat ready to harvest? Gentle. So the seeds don't fall. Treat them gently. Love them tenderly. You ready? I want to declare these things to us. By the word of the Lord released in us. By the power of the word of the Lord released in us. We will be reconcilers, set in the earth for restoration, rebuilding. All of us. Not just 2, 3, 4. Not pastorals. We will shepherd the nations with a staff of strength. We will be a demonstration of the manifold wisdom of our God. We will be the revelation and demonstration and manifestation of a Christ that the world longs to see. We are His. He is ours. Just one hand up like this. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command every dark saying, every uttered word that opposes the word from heaven, the eternal word, I command it to be released off our minds. Every doubt of whether I'm His or He is mine, in the name of Jesus, I command to be broken. Speak to the dead hearts, awaken. I speak to the desperate men, awaken. I speak to the wives that are uncertain, awaken. Believe for more, believe for more, believe for more, believe for more. More love, more power, more demonstration. More greatness, more glory, more glory, more glory, more glory, more glory, more glory, more, 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 more. Our families sickled. The harvest is white. The harvest is white. Harvest is white. Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Take no thought. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink. Take no thought. What should I do then? Seek the kingdom of God. It is given to you. It is yours. It is ours. If you need healing, receive it now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Command every sickness and disease right here in this house. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. Diabetes, I can feel it right on the inside of me. Heart palpitations, in the name of the Lord Jesus, be healed. In the neck, be healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, both knees, healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Heart arrhythmia, in the name of the Lord Jesus, healed. Head trauma, in Jesus' name, heal. Lord, the word spoken over this church, I just want to declare some things. The promise of God, it's out there. There's a rock sign of eyes being opened. This was to be a place, a refuge for the blind, the halt, the maimed. They could freely come and receive. Let virtue enter. Now has come salvation. Now, 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 now. Now has come strength, the ability to do anything, the ability to do anything. Well, I can't. I'm sorry. Through Christ, you can do everything, anything, anywhere, anytime. Ability, 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 ability. I can't learn. Ability. I can't read. Ability. I can't work hard. Ability. I can't give my life. Ability. I can't stop being afraid. Ability. Kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ is come. Overcomers declare it because of the blood of the Lamb. Overcomers. Let the Logos be our testimony. I have this picture. I just want to declare out of it. It's third chapter of Zechariah. You don't need to know all that, but it's Joshua standing before the Lord in filthy garments and Satan accusing him. Because he can't build. He can't build the city of God. It's this whole idea of this city of God. Right now in our earth, the church is in much, very close to a desolation. She's barely a temple. She has no wall. She's not really a city anymore. There's just been this breakdown of who she is, especially in our nation. And we have stood accused by Satan accusing us. You can't do it. You've been breaking the law. You're filthy. You're dirty. You can't have it. You've talked only. There's nothing real about you. The accusations. And the Lord rebukes Satan. I command the language, the demonic attack upon us, not only here, we're going to reach right now, Pastor, beyond this place, the church in the United States, Canada, Central America, South America, especially in the U.S., I'm commanding the demonic attack against the church, against the priesthood in our nation. I command, as the Lord said to him, I rebuke you, Satan. This is a firebrand plucked out of the fire. By the word of the Lord, I say the same thing He said in the vision, is take off the filthy garments and reclothe him. Zechariah reaches into his vision. He sets the fair mitre upon his head. And we set the fair mitre upon your head. The authority of His people. The authority of the kingdom of God. A kingdom that is here. We have already received it. We are not fighting for it, warring against it, trying to become something to have it. And I declare over the church, as I'm standing upon a mountain looking over our nation right from here, holiness unto the Lord. Strengthen the hearts of your people to build again the city of God. Strengthen the hearts of your people that they would be willing in the face of economic woe, against threats of the enemy, uncertainty of future, that they would stand up as they did in that day and with the prophets of God build the house. And Haggai's word was, and you would be glorified in it. I declare it by the word of the Lord. I want to add two things. I left them out just because they're complicated verses. I just want to say them. The two witnesses, the power of the word of God, that logos, that written word. I, in the name of the Lord Jesus, just declare it released back to us. That we once again hold it as dear. We believe it. And the second witness, of course, is the power of the Spirit of God. The Word and the Spirit release again, that we would be willing to believe the Spirit of God in us, the power to heal, resurrection power. Power by the name of Jesus Christ. The Word and the Spirit released to us. The Word and the Spirit. Just want to do one last thing. Can I do one last thing? I just want us now just to lift family, friends, and all that we relate to. I just want us to just, if you would, just lift them before the Lord. Father, I know your care and your love and your heart for the world, especially our family. You took us as the first fruit, that there would be much fruit from our life. Father, I pray that you reignite our heart to believe you for our family, for our friends, that we would go back into the harvest field with new passion, new desire, new hope, and with fresh vision. I thank you for that. Jesus' name.